Good evening, and welcome to another Jazz Artist Spotlight. The Audible Local Ledger produces Jazz Artist Spotlights that profile the biography of different jazz musicians, as well as air quite a bit of their music. Tonight's special Jazz Artist Spotlight is of Nat King Cole, one of the smoothest singers to ever grace a stage. The Jazz Artist Spotlight wouldn't be possible without the support of donors and friends of the Audible Local Ledger across the Cape, the Islands, and the South Coast. If you'd like to contribute to our 25th season of being on the air, you can send a check to the Audible Local Ledger, 681 Falmouth Road, Suite A27, Mashpee, Massachusetts, 02649. And now, without any further ado, lean back, tune out, and just enjoy the lovely work of Mr. Nat King Cole.
Good evening, and welcome to the Jazz Artist Spotlight. I'm Lisa, and I hope you will enjoy listening to the story and music of Nat King Cole. Online sources for this reading include Wikipedia, Britannica, American Masters, NPR, Downbeat, AllMusic, and Syncopated Times. We begin with listening to one of Nat King Cole's greatest hits, Unforgettable.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. Unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Nathaniel Adams Coles, with an S, was born March 17, 1919, and died February 15, 1965. He was an American singer, jazz pianist, and actor known professionally as Nat King Cole. He recorded over 100 songs that became hits on the pop charts. Cole was hailed as one of the best and most influential pianists and small group leaders of the swing era. He attained his greatest commercial success, however, as a vocalist specializing in warm ballads and light swing. An influence on jazz pianists such as Oscar Peterson, Cole was known for a compact, syncopated piano style with clean, spare melodic phrases. His trio was the model for small jazz ensembles that followed. Cole also acted in films and on television and performed on Broadway. He was the first African-American man to host an American television series. Next up, let's face the music and dance.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dancing before the fiddlers have flares have, or they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance. Let's face the music and dancing and dancing without the moon, without the moon, coming out the moon tune. Teardrops to shed, shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and love and love, let's face and dance. Let's face the music and out the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Cole sang at the 1956 Republican National Convention to show support for President Dwight D. Eisenhower. He was also present at the Democratic National Convention in 1960 to support Senator John F. Kennedy. Cole consulted with President Kennedy and his successor, Lyndon B. Johnson, on civil rights. Nathaniel Adams Coles was born in Montgomery, Alabama. He had three brothers, and each of the Cole brothers pursued careers in music. When Nat King Cole was 4 years old, the family moved to Chicago, Illinois, where his father, Edward Coles, became a Baptist minister. Cole learned to play the organ from his mother, Perlina Coles, the church organist. He began formal lessons at 12, learning jazz, gospel, and classical music on piano from Johann Sebastian Bach to Sergei Rachmaninoff. The Coles family moved to the Bronzeville neighborhood of Chicago, where Nat attended Wendell Phillips Academy High School and he participated in Walter Dyett's music program at DuSable High School. Nat would sneak out of the house to visit clubs, sitting outside to hear Louis Armstrong, Earl Hines, and Jimmy Noon. When he was 15, he dropped out of high school to pursue a music career. After his brother Eddie, a bassist, came home from touring with Noble Sissle, they formed a sextet and recorded two singles for Decca in 1936 as Eddie Cole's Swingsters. They performed in a revival of the musical Shuffle Along. Nat Cole went on tour with the musical in 1937. He married Nadine Robinson, who was a member of the cast. After the show ended in Los Angeles, Cole and Nadine settled there while he looked for work. He led a big band, then found work playing piano in nightclubs. When a club owner asked him to form a band, he hired bassist Wesley Prince and guitarist Oscar Moore. They called themselves the King Cole Swingsters, after the nursery rhyme. They changed their name to the King Cole Trio before making radio transcriptions and recording for small labels. Let's take a listen to Nature Boy with Nat on piano.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Gradually, Cole would emerge as a singer. The group displayed a finesse and sophistication which expressed the new aspirations of the black community. Cole recorded Sweet Lorraine in 1940, and it became his first hit. With Nat on piano, let's take a listen to Sweet Lorraine.
Joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy, 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 with another brand new choo-choo joy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, 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 a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you realize
why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. Oh, oh. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Oh, oh. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I'll marry sweet Lorraine. It's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. Ho, ho. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Ho, ho, ho. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
people heard Cole's vocal talent, they requested more vocal songs, and he obliged. In 1943, Nat recorded Straighten Up and Fly Right for Capitol Records, inspired by one of his father's sermons. It was an instant hit, assuring Cole's future as a pop sensation. And now, Straighten Up and Fly Right.
Buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his leg and said, "Now listen, Jack, straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
Nat's stature was cemented by hits such as All For You in 1943, Get Your Kicks on Route 66, I Love You for Sentimental Reasons in 46, The Christmas Song, 1946, There, I've Said It Again in 1947, and Nature Boy in 1948. With the addition of strings in 1946, The Christmas Song began Cole's evolution into a sentimental singer. But by 1948 and Nature Boy, the move away from small group jazz towards his eventual position as one of the most popular vocalists of the day was underway. Let's take a listen to When I Fall in Love.
Restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, that way too, is when I fall in love with you. The moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you.
Cole's marriage to his first wife, Nadine Robinson, ended in divorce in 1948. On March 28, 1948, 6 days after his divorce became final, Cole married the singer Maria Hawkins. They had five children, including Natalie, who had a successful career as a singer before dying at age 65. In 1946, the trio broadcast King Cole Trio Time, a 15-minute radio program. This was the first radio program to be sponsored by a black musician. Between 1946 and 1948, the trio recorded radio transcriptions for Capitol Records Transcription Service. They also performed on the radio program Swing Soiree, Old Gold, the Chesterfield Supper Club, Kraft Music Hall, and the Orson Welles Almanac. In 1950, Mona Lisa and Too Young were number one hits. Let's take a listen to Mona Lisa.
Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
On November 5, 1956, the Nat King Cole Show debuted on NBC. Rheingold Beer was a regional sponsor, but he was forced to abandon the role in 1957 when the show could not find him a national sponsor. The show was in trouble financially despite efforts by NBC, Harry Belafonte, Tony Bennett, Ella Fitzgerald, Eartha Kitt, and others. Cole took racism on the chin, once attacked on stage in Birmingham, Alabama, after which he stuck to the promise that he would never return to the South, and refusing to move when he met objections from white neighbors having bought a house in fashionable Beverly Hills. In 1948, the Ku Klux Klan burned a cross on the front lawn of Cole's home. They said they didn't want any undesirables in their neighborhood. Cole replied that neither did he, and he would be the first to report any if he saw them. During the years of Cole's enormous popularity in the easy listening field, he said he felt that he was just adjusting to the market. As soon as you start to make money in the popular field, they scream about how good you were in the old days and what a bum you are now. At this time, jazz fans had to turn out to see him in the clubs to hear his phenomenal piano, an extension of the Earl Hines style that had many features of the new, hip sounds of bebop. If Cole had not had such an affecting singing voice, he might well have been one of bebop's leaders. We now listen to another great hit, Smile.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds
in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. Time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Throughout the 1950s, Cole continued to record hits that sold millions throughout the world, such as Smile, Pretend, A Blossom Fell, and If I May. His pop hits were collaborations with Nelson Riddle, Gordon Jenkins, and Ralph Carmichael. Riddle arranged several of Cole's 1950s albums, including Nat King Cole's Sings for Two in Love in 1953, his first 10-inch LP. Love is the Thing went to number one in April 1957, remained his only number one album. In 1959, Nat received a Grammy Award for Best Performance by a Top 40 Artist for Midnight Flyer. In 1958, Cole went to Havana, Cuba to record Cole Español, an album sung entirely in Spanish. It was so popular in Latin America and the U.S., that it was followed by two more Spanish-language albums, A Mis Amigos, 1959, and More Cole Español, 1962. Nat Cole's unforgettable voice, with its honeyed velvet tones and a rich, easy drawl, is one of the great moments in music, and saw him accepted in a white world. With high-profile friends, such as Frank Sinatra, his position entailed compromises that gained him the hostility of civil rights activists in the early 1960s. And now, from his 1964 LOVE album, let's take a listen to Nat King Cole singing another wonderful song, More.
More than the greatest love the world has known, this is the love I'll give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day. More than you'll ever know, my
arms, long to hold you so my life will be in your keeping, awaking, sleeping, laughing, weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time, but far beyond forever, you'll be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you more. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you more.
Early on, Cole's shift to traditional pop led some jazz critics and fans to accuse him of selling out, but he never abandoned his jazz roots. As late as 1956, he recorded an all-jazz album, After Midnight, and many of his albums after this are fundamentally jazz-based, being scored for big bands without strings, although the arrangements focus primarily on the vocal rather than instrumental leads. Next up, Get Your Kicks on Route 66.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A., more than 2,000 miles all the way. I get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, chop to Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? I get your kicks on Route 66. Tip when you make that California trip, I get your kicks on Route 66. get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your hearts. Get your hearts. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Nevertheless, Cole recorded several hit singles during the 1960s, including Let There Be Love with George Shearing in 1961, the country-flavored hit Ramblin' Rose in August 1962, and others. In January 1964, Cole made one of his final television appearances on the Jack Benny program. He was introduced as the best friend a song ever had and sang When I Fall in Love. Nat's final studio album was titled L-O-V-E. Unforgettable was made famous again in 1991 by Cole's daughter Natalie when modern recording technology was used to reunite father and daughter in a duet. The duet version rose to the top of the pop charts almost 40 years after its original popularity. The song and album won Grammy Awards in 1992 for Best Album and Best Song. Next are some excerpts from Downbeat, a 1957 profile by John Tynan. Singers like Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett looked for a dramatic narrative in their songs, but Cole was a great jazz pianist who could toss the script after the first chorus, and that instinct carried into his early singing, which often implied a certain tongue-in-cheek consciousness of their insignificance, not as self-mocking as Fats Waller, but a self-awareness just the same. Fundamentally, they are the work of an intuitive entertainer whose purpose is to amuse, not elevate. I have tried to learn as much as possible about Nat Cole by collecting every record that could be found and by seeking out people who knew Nat and made music with them, John Pizzarelli wrote in the foreword to Nat King Cole, Straighten Up and Fly Right, a book by Will Friedwald, due out by early 2020. The joy that man and that group brought me has never faded, and the musicality of his trio sides remains fresh and as vibrant as the day they were recorded. From All Music Review, a few excerpts. Although Nat King Cole is chiefly remembered for his intimate vocal work on orchestrated ballads like Unforgettable and Mona Lisa, he was also a gifted bandleader, arranger, and pianist, and his early work with the drummerless King Cole Trio will be a revelation for listeners only familiar with the vocal hits that came later. Working with sympathetic guitarist Oscar Moore early on and Johnny Miller later, Cole set a standard for easy, intimate versatility, and his trio could stop, start, and swing on a dime. In September 1964, Cole collapsed with pain after performing at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas. Cole, who had been a heavy cigarette smoker, had lung cancer and was expected to have only months to live. Against his doctor's wishes, Cole carried on his work and made his final recordings between December 1st and 3rd in San Francisco with an orchestra conducted by Ralph Carmichael. The music was released on the album L-O-V-E, shortly before his death. Cole entered St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica on December 7th. His condition gradually worsened, but he was released from the hospital over New Year's and returned to the hospital in early January. Next up, I Love You for Sentimental Reasons.
I love you for sentimental reasons, I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. I love you, and you alone were meant for me. Please give your loving heart to me. and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely. Whenever you are in sight, I love you. For sentimental reasons, I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart.
Cole reportedly carried on affairs throughout his marriage. By the time he contracted lung cancer, he was estranged from his wife Maria while in a relationship with actress Gunilla Hutton. However, Cole reconciled with his wife, and she supported and stayed with him until his death. He died at the hospital early in the morning of February 15, 1965. Excerpts from a couple of interviews. NPR, March 2019. By the 1950s, Cole's repertoire was mostly love songs backed by strings. He told a Swiss television reporter he was simply giving his fans what they wanted. "You see, it's not a case of my personal likes," Cole said in the interview. "I try to please as many people as I possibly can, and if I find the people like certain things, I try to give them what they like. And that's good business, too, you see. I started out to become a jazz pianist. In the meantime, I started singing, and I sang the way I felt, and that's just the way it came out." Taken from an interview with Voice of America in 1956. As Leonard Feather notes in the Encyclopedia of Jazz, his was the first great jazz-grounded male voice since Louis Armstrong's to earn worldwide popular acceptance. "This one is going very well," Nat says, of After Midnight. "Probably because of my commercial associations. It may have bridged the commercial gap." Nat is a great believer in cycles of public taste. "You know," he said, "backroom talk in the trade dwells very much on the question, who could have made it at a given time? Take Presley, for example. At another time, he wouldn't have got a hearing. Just another hillbilly singer, people would have said and switched to another station. Youngsters create the demand for a certain style of music and singer. They dictate the music that's to be played, and the record companies are constantly aiming at that particular element. It's Presley, Domino, Boone, and so on. Right now it's Belafonte. Now he's the man in the house." Pursuing the cycle theory, Nat pondered, suppose Frank Sinatra, Perry Como, and myself were coming up today. How many contemporary kids would give us the kind of hearing that first was responsible for our rise? But what makes kids wonderful is that they're so unpredictable. Only the other day, my daughter Cookie and I were driving along with the car radio on. One of the tunes from my new album was playing, and she suddenly said to me, "Daddy, you know, that new album of yours is very big in school." She's in junior high. I told her that made me feel good, but I couldn't help wondering what had happened to Presley. Cole's funeral was held on February 18th at St. James Episcopal Church in Los Angeles. 400 people were present and thousands gathered outside the church. Hundreds of members of the public had filed past the coffin the day before. Honorary pallbearers included Robert F. Kennedy, Count Basie, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Johnny Mathis, George Burns, Danny Thomas, Jimmy Durante, and several others. The eulogy was delivered by Jack Benny, who said that Nat Cole was a man who gave so much and still had so much to give. He gave it in a song, in friendship to his fellow man, devotion to his family. He was a star, a tremendous success as an entertainer, an institution. But he was an even greater success as a man, as a husband, as a father, as a friend. Cole's remains were interred in Freedom Mausoleum at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Glendale, California. This concludes our Jazz Artist Spotlight for this evening. We hope you will tune in to our next JAS, Wayne Shorter, signing off with Nat King Cole's signature song, The Christmas Song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
I'd like to say to all of you everywhere that I hope you have a most happy, pleasant, and beautiful Christmas.